Damien as a friend. Their boy-girl Lego doesn't click, he would say. Damien is 30, Casey 2 years older, but there's some carefully insulated module of immaturity in him, some shy and stubborn thing that frightened the money people. Both have been very good at what they've done, neither seeming to have the least idea of why. Google Damien, and you'll find a director of music videos and commercials. Google Casey, and you'll find Cool Hunter. And if you look closely, you may see it suggested that she is a sensitive of some kind, a dowser in the world of global marketing. Though the truth, Damien would say, is closer to allergy, a morbid and sometimes violent reactivity to the semiotics of the marketplace. Damien's in Russia now, avoiding renovation and claiming to be shooting a documentary. Whatever faintly lived-in feel the place now has, Casey knows, is the work of a production assistant. At 1 minute after 2:30, the children started coming. Each one brought a birthday present, which he gave to Betsy at the door. Each one said, "Happy birthday!" And Betsy said, "Thank you." And one little boy who was named Tom said, "Let's speak pieces." He meant to say, "Let's speak pieces," but he couldn't, because he had lost two teeth and the new ones weren't in yet. Betsy kept waiting for Tacy to come. At last she saw her crossing the street, hanging onto Katie's hand. Tacy held her head down so that her long red ringlets almost covered her face. You could hardly see what she looked like. She handed Betsy a package, looking down all the while. The present was a little glass pitcher with a gold-painted rim. She wouldn't look up when Betsy thanked her. She wouldn't say happy birthday. "She's bashful," Katie explained. Pierre was also unhappy. He stayed in his study a long time, supposedly looking for his brother's drawings. We had decided to leave the next day before noon. This was going to be the last time I would cook in this kitchen. I really loved this kitchen. I tossed the pasta into the boiling water, cursing myself for being so sentimental. I really loved this kitchen. Hey, get a hold of yourself, honey. You'll find other kitchens. I bullied myself, even though my eyes were filled with tears. It was stupid. He put a small watercolor on the table, a woman reading, seen from behind. She was sitting on a garden bench. Her head was slightly tilted. Perhaps she wasn't reading. Perhaps she was sleeping or daydreaming. I recognized the house. The front steps, the rounded shutters and the white wisteria. "It's my mother." "What was her name?"
"Alice."
I said nothing.
"It's for you."
I started to protest, but he made an angry face and put a finger to his lips. Pierre Dupel was someone who didn't like to be contradicted. "You always have to be obeyed, don't you?" He wasn't listening to me. "Didn't anyone ever dare to contradict you?" I added, placing Paul's drawing on the mantelpiece. "Not one person. My entire life." I burned my tongue.